All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, June 18th. I'm Nina Moyney. A Woodbury man who drove his truck toward a crowd of protesters on 35W in Minneapolis has come to an agreement with prosecutors to conditionally dismiss his case. Peter Cox reports.
Bogdan Vachurko agreed, along with Hennepin County prosecutors, to a continuance for dismissal in his case if he meets certain conditions. Vachurko was charged with threats of violence and criminal vehicular operation. Days after George Floyd was murdered by a Minneapolis police officer, protesters gathered on the I-35 bridge. Vachurko drove a semi-truck with a tanker trailer toward the crowd at a high rate of speed, but slowed down when someone fell down in front of his vehicle. According to Vachurko's attorney, he's been working with a restorative justice group for months, and some of his conditions for the next year are to complete his work with the restorative justice group, pay restitution if ordered, and stay law-abiding. If he meets those conditions, his case will be dismissed in a year. I'm Peter Cox.
Minnesota's most recent COVID-19 numbers continue to show a pandemic largely in retreat. Here's a closer look at the latest numbers. Known active cases came in at 1,177 in the latest data. The state averaged 130 new cases a day over the past 7 reporting days. Both figures continue to hover around lows from April 2020. The health department reports 132 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Minnesota, which is down by half from the start of this month. Daily hospital admissions are trending near their lowest point since data collection began in the weeks after the first COVID-19 case was discovered. 4 newly reported deaths on Friday pushed Minnesota's pandemic toll to 7,531. The vaccination pace remains stubbornly slow. It'll likely take longer to hit Governor Wall's goal of vaccinating 70% of the 16 and older population by July 1st. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for 33 counties in central and northwestern Minnesota today, which means the risk of wildfire is high. People should not burn while the warning remains in effect and check the area of recent fires in case there are lingering sparks. Governor Tim Walz and other dignitaries will celebrate Juneteenth tomorrow with a special garden dedication in a neighborhood that was once the heart of St. Paul's Black community. Reporter Vicky Adame has more.
The Rondo community is celebrating Juneteenth by looking to the future while remembering the past. Organizers see the dedication of a new community garden and a tree planting ceremony as a way to keep the area's historic past alive. The neighborhood was torn apart when construction of I-94 began in 1956. Mayor Melvin Carter and his mother, Ramsey County Commissioner Tony Carter, will dedicate a family tree in what is now known as Rondo Commemorative Plaza. Their original family home in Rondo was destroyed as part of the interstate construction. Eventually, the community hopes to see a 20-acre land bridge over I-94. The bridge would reconnect the north and south sides of the Rondo community. I'm Vicky Adame.
The Twins take on the Rangers tonight at 7 for a weekend series. More pleasant temperatures expected in the 80s across much of the state tomorrow. Sunday is looking more humid with spotty chances for rain. That's it for Minnesota Today. Listen again Monday morning. I'm Nina Moyney. Have a great weekend.